I want to talk about what God has done when I left Kerry to go to Pakistan for almost 5 months. So before we talk about what God has been doing in Pakistan and in our life, I just want to ask God the Holy Spirit to help me as He was helping Peter to speak the foreign language to all those 15 different nations people came out and hear. Because I speak Urdu language and English is still my second language, and I want to ask God the Holy Spirit to help me to communicate this morning what He has prepared and put in my heart for the encouragement and the edification and the purpose to glorify God and what He's doing in Pakistan. So I will just have a moment of prayer. Thank you, Father, for Your faithfulness. Thank You, Lord Jesus Christ, for Your faithfulness. And thank You, Holy Spirit, for always to lead us and guide us into the deeper things that man have not heard and it's not come into the mind of man and heart of man to discover. But You have prepared all good things for those who loves You and trust in You. So, Father, as I communicate what You have done and continually doing, may all the stories and all the wonderful things and the deed of Your faithfulness edify and encourage all us to continue to have a faith like David and Moses, so we continue to glorify in the time that You have given us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I left for Pakistan end of October, and the one thing was just in my mind, in my heart, and that was, Lord, I'm leaving my bride here to go foreign land, and people are brutal. They have no compassion, and they have no understanding of Your love. So I made a deal with the Lord. I said, You take care of my bride and I will go away and take care of Your bride, and that's the deal. And if it's Your will and if it's Your plan, we will be again united. And that was my prayer, Lord, please give me the eyes and the heart and the attitude and the just a sacrificial, compassionate heart of Jesus Christ for those people who need to hear about Him. Guess what? He did it. It was so tough, it was so difficult, so I want to share a wonderful thing of God's mighty work that He's doing in Pakistan. And this is the passage I was holding on into my mind when Jesus was talking to His disciple before He sent them out. And this is from a Gospel of Matthew chapter 9 verse 35 to 38. Probably you know the passage and you know the story behind. So I'm going to just read from verse 36 to 38. And this is the passage was in my heart to keep in my mind that there's people who have no clue about the plan of God, have no desire to receive the gospel, and there's so many confusion they are facing. So the passage goes like that. Matthew chapter 9 verse 36. When He saw the crowd, He was deeply moved with the compassion for them, because they were troubled and helpless like a sheep without shepherd. And He told His disciple, pray to God to bring workers for His harvest. So that was a passage that I was keeping in my mind and in my heart. Lord, give me the compassion that You have for people. Give me the eyes to see how to communicate the gospel. Give me the ears to hear their painful stories and the disturbance so I can communicate Your word, because Your words never return empty without accomplishing Your will. So as I was away from my wife and in Pakistan, I had a wonderful time. So there are some pictures. I think somebody is going to... It's here? Okay, I think I need help. And I'm helpless sometime without my wife and most of time without the Spirit of God.
I'm the worst guy you could ask to do this.
I think he's coming.
Oh, here's the real helper here. I'm the faux helper. He's a professional. Well, you know, see, when you use these little things here, that's where I don't have any idea. Well, look at that. There
you go. Okay, so this, I will be able to go left and right. Yeah, I can see it.
It's not working. This machine is not working. It's because I'm here. It'll work. My leaves.
I can do it this way, I think.
Can you approach from there, April? No?
No, I have to take this.
Take it off slideshow.
Okay, I can do that.
I guess you can do it that way.
Okay.
I don't know where the first picture is.
Right there.
We're going the right way.
I'm glad we are... the house of the Almighty God, we cannot be possessed, but these things get demons. One more. Can you go to the regional back? There you go. We can start from here.
I don't know.
Okay, so can you go to the main file? Hi, everyone. Especially those who are enjoying their coffee from there.
Yeah, I can't get it out of the presentation. I don't know.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. So now what I have to do, just slide or do what?
It's going automatically.
It's going automatically.
Yeah.
It's not letting.
It's not doing that.
Okay, let it go. He got the whole world in His hand. So, we were in Pakistan, and this time I was again by myself because there's a lot of persecution going on. A lot of things happening. So, Carrie decided, actually we both decided that she should stay back in the USA and I just go by myself and see what God has for us to do. So I just want to give a little shot as a snap, a glimpse of month of December. In the month of December, we've been doing the Christmas care package, and this is our seventh year. Thank you, suitable helper. So it was our seventh year of Christmas care package, and each year we have a theme. And this year we had the theme from the Old Testament, the tabernacle. And all the furnitures, how was it connecting to the seven IAM of Jesus Christ? And then all the furniture was showing the picture of as a epiphany of Christ's work that will take place in the future. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful way to communicate. And every message I end up with giving the gospel of Jesus Christ. 800 Christmas packages was delivered, and as we remember, as we were going to the villages and sharing, and probably you will say, are you Baptist? How you know how many people got saved? Because we knew that how many packages we are bringing there. So total over 170 children accepted Christ from delivering almost 800 Christmas care packages into different 11 villages and cities and places. So that was a wonderful success and a wonderful program that God allowed us to continue to do that. So that's the month of December, and January is a lot of fog. And I take advantage of that to prepare myself for the upcoming conferences. So we have this year two Bible conferences with the pastors. The first one was about 70 pastors and 14 or some evangelists was there. And the other conference we have were 115 total peoples. 90 pastors and evangelists and deacons and teachers and professors came out there, and we were using the curriculum from Pastor Drew Freeman and his book, The Foundation Study. It's been translated, and I've been using that, and I had a wonderful, wonderful time. Actually, it was like I was standing in an arena when I was making a statement that in the Bible there's 31,173 passages, and none of them even tell us once you believe in Jesus Christ, you are eternally secure and your eternal destiny based upon what Christ has done, and nobody can take away your eternal security. People were shocked. Pastor was not happy, but that is the truth I communicate to them. So there was another many theological subject and topics we talk about. So we had in wonderful two successful conferences, and many pastors want to continue the theological studies. I think somebody got in my computer and they are doing something. So, which is good. Awesome. Here you go. That's the first picture of the Christmas care package he's going to put it on. So, yep. So that was the Christmas care package, and people were so delighted to hear how you can understand the New Testament, studying the Old Testament, and how the Old Testament makes sense when you study the New Testament, and all the pieces come together and everything just makes sense. And I made a lot of enemy this time by just making a statement that salvation is by faith alone, in Christ alone, by the finished work on the cross. And you bring nothing into the plate. You only bring your empty vessels and saying, fill me up with the grace of God by believing and trusting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. So, even perfect, and I think you can go along with the pictures. You got the control. And people were amazed. People were so amazed. The Bible conference was awesomely just edifying souls and encouraging and equipping, and then teaching them what is Bible say about angelic conflict, what is the plan of God for the church age. It just so amazed me that when people are hearing those first hand and first time, and people are making comment, they said, where you been? We wish you were here 10, 15 or 20 years ago. I said, probably we will have fight then, because I was not a believer then, and we will never have anything common. So I said, I'm glad that God allowed me to learn these truths and then communicate in Pakistan. And I just wanna say, as Pastor Joe was talking about, we are a pivot. We are blessed by Almighty God to have these truths for the ages to come. And I believe all the doctrines, teaching that is available on the website in a written book, when we are gone and having a gazebo party in heaven with Jesus, people will pick up about the salvation doctrine, about the Holy Spirit, and say, wow, somebody did this, something marvelous for us to help us. And people are making so many wonderful statements as they are understanding the Word of God. And I can say, Pakistan is changing inside through the Word of God more and more, even all the persecution. When we were there after the conference was done in the month of March, you can go in the next pictures. These are the kids. Go to the next pictures. Thank you for being patient. I'm just the cause of for you to apply the Holy Spirit power so you can have the fruit of Spirit, patience, love, and kindness towards me. So, yeah, keep going, please. Yeah, these are wonderful pictures we put together for you to know what is a beautiful joy for them to enjoy the Word of God. Women's senior age, they said, we want to do that too, because they never have a privilege to color any color pages. Kids are delight, and these are just a month of December, as you can go and enjoy the pictures. And this is the village where all the children was raising their hand. I said, you know, after now you are rejoicing with all the angels. I said, put your both hands and start clapping, because now you have a new identity. And your new identifications on this earth and heaven, you are a child of God. And have this is only happened because you believe in the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, what He have done for you. So they were clapping and shouting and rejoicing with all the invisible heroes and all the angels in heaven. So these are the pictures, as you can see. And let's go to the next pictures. These are our children from our school. There's two orphans in those pictures. That is when me and Carrie got married, they were there. And now they are just growing and growing and learning the Word of God. And these are the future of Grace Bible Church. They are 6 days in school learning the Word of God. For every day, 45 minutes, we have a Bible class for them. And they are learning the tabernacle for whole year. And the next picture you will see, these are the kids. Now we have 173 kids currently in our school, and school is just growing. And reason? The grace of God. Grace of God changed people. It changed me. I often read Paul's passage when he was Saul. He was so rude. He was so disturbed that he wanted to destroy everyone who believed in Jesus. And when he introduced to the grace of God, he's the one who was bearing the burden of others. He's the one who become a compassionate to those who are really have no understanding of God's grace. He's the one who was persecuting and become as a persecutor for the faith in Jesus Christ. So the children's ministry is just growing. And in the next picture you can see the children's, and just go along with more pictures. This is the congregation. We are running out of room. Last time, and I remember we were here, every time we go back and going to more villages, the brick kilns and people who are just sold to slavery for their one generation, two generations, and have no way to get out. And God is just allowing us to go to share the compassion and show the love of Christ to them. And people are being free. Some of them are struggling. So I want to share with you. There's so many brothers and sisters in Pakistan. There's about over 10,000 brick kilns in Pakistan. And mostly are full of people who are under debt. And the debt is, somebody said, I want to borrow $5. And with the lack of education, they got $2, and it was recorded in there, and $5, and that $5 grew up more and more. and end up three generations told to different brick hills. So God is allowing us to go and share the gospel, and we are hoping to buy some things for the, there's a one family, five brothers, their five wives, their children, they are slaves to this brick hills. And they said, we have no way to get out. We are hoping to buy auto rickshaw for them so they can be free. They can really understand that Jesus Christ has set them free, not only from the sin bondage, but also the people who are just hovering over them as a people who have no compassion for them. So this is the congregation that get together every Easter and Christmas, and we are enjoying, and it's a delight for me and my wife Carrie to just go and just share the love of Christ with them. And the next pictures, this is the family from Brick Hills. There's a four brothers here, and one brother is sitting right next to me, and these are their children. We are buying an auto rickshaw for them so they can bring their kids to our school for free education. And our goal is one, for them to be able to read the Word of God. Read the Word of God. The people who own them, He is not letting them go. But we are going to fight the good fight with the resource and prayer. And if we need to bring some authority to help them to free from that bondage. And this is the family. You can keep them in your prayer. Their family name is Gill, G-I-L-L, Gill's family, and you can keep them in your prayer and their children's. In the next picture, you will see we've been also doing the Bible distribution, and the Voice of the Martyrs been giving us Bibles, and we've been buying the Bible in Pakistan and delivering. Last time when we were delivering the Bible, you will see in the next couple pictures, as we were going to places, seeing the joy of the Lord on people's faces and souls just so full of gratitude. First time when they received the Bible. I haven't put the picture here. There was a handicapped man who lost his two legs, and a family member in the accident. And he said, I never given my name to the people you are in contact, but I need a Bible. So I gave him Bible, and he was like so happy that he forgot about everything, that he cannot walk, he have like a miserable life, but he was rejoicing that he got the Word of God. And especially he said, I said to him, this is your forever. Read it, eat it, use it, and be edified by the Word of Christ. And this is a wonderful joy for us to continue to go back. A lot of people are asking, we've been so disturbed by the news. Last bomb blast happened, the message I delivered in the morning of Resurrection Sunday, and that evening we were planning to go to just have a small time with the family to just offer ice cream. And in Lahore, bomb blast happened, and 166 people killed. And 160 people were Christian because it was a Resurrection Sunday evening. People had a freedom to go to be on swing and slides and do something. And rude people who do not like the light of Jesus Christ, the two bomb blaster, the suicidal bomber went to the park and explored themselves. One Muslim and 165 Christian was killed. The majority of children was from the age of 8 to 12. So people often say, why you wanna go back? What is your problem? Have you lost your mind? What you find the privilege over there to go? I said, that is a calling that God has given us. And I don't wanna deny the calling that He has for us. We rather die working in the middle of God's will, and it will be a blessing for us than being a couch potato in United States and doing nothing. I learned that because I was driving through Texas and there was a three potato, a big couch, and they said, "We are couch potatoes." So I said, I never want to become a couch potato. I want to be where God's will and what God wants us to be. So I give that individual answer. I said, because that's what He called us to do. And I say, you never be discouraged. He have a purpose and plan and a gift for you also. And don't bring excuse because you just heard from me, because you will be, you know, reminder, hey, a missionary from Pakistan, a pastor who was speaking, talking to you in an accent, he told you that you have a gift from God. So figure out which one is that. So I said, God have a purpose for us, and I cannot stop. Some people said, are you tired? Yes, I said, I'm tired, but we are not home yet. He said, where are you home? I said, that's in heaven, because that will be a perfect rest. Perfect rest, because I will not be worried about the electric goes off and I have to be in the sun or anything. It will be a perfect environment for my soul to be in the middle of the glory of God. So we are not home yet. So these are the villages we went, and people were just so blessed to receive Bible. And actually, it may shock you, or it's been shocking people. They receive the Bible and they just kiss with adoration and hold on to their chest and saying, wow. Because without this book, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, no matter which translation is, we cannot have a divine guidance. And they are just with awe, with amazing attitude, and they are just blessing and just saying, thank you. When you go back, please tell all the individual who made a sacrifice of their Starbucks coffee, who made a sacrifice of their one date or pizza to support this program to giving Bible free to those who really don't have. So you can go to the next pictures. And these are a wonderful, wonderful memories for us. And I think that's more likely drawing us more and more to go back to those people, to even share gospel with Muslims, telling them. We had a driver, you will see his picture, a Muslim driver, because the whole team was going for distribution the Bible. And he said, Faisal, if I stay two more days with you, I will be converted from Islam to Christianity, because what you are saying, what you are teaching from the Word of God is making sense. And if I stay two more days, I will be converted to Christianity. I said, what is stopping you? Stay two more days. We will have more programs for you. So he said, you know, but I live in the country where I can be killed instantly if I confess Jesus openly to my family or anybody. So those two pictures are the conferences we did, and the conference was wonderful, teaching, and so many pastors got connected, and they want to stay connected to learn. Learn the Word of God. Learn the Word of God. And one pastor says, I've been preaching a gospel that you can lose your salvation, and the gospel is just conditional. You have to be you should have a do list. I say, you mean do list? He said, yes. So I said, what about now? He said, I changed my mind, because after hearing you and passage upon passage upon passage and defining the Word of God, it makes sense that we don't bring anything, or we cannot offer anything to earn the righteousness of God. Only one thing, by grace, through faith and the finished work of Jesus Christ, that we are sanctified or called children of God, or earn or receive a gift of eternal life. So people are amazed and they want to hear. And he said, how long it will take for me to learn? I said, how long you've been teaching a wrong gospel? He said, 3 years. I said, then it will take for 6 years for you to do the things that you have ruined to explain people. And I said, it will take humility. It will take a great courage for you to say, sorry, I was wrong. I've been teaching you wrong, but now, as Paul said, once upon I was a persecuting, now I'm persecuted for the faith that you believe. Once I was blind and now I can see. I said, that's what I did. 5 years I was teaching wrong gospel, the false gospel, but now I know what is truth. So the conferences are just wonderful and they are asking more and more, having those in Pakistan. So that was a month, wonderful month, great fruit, great success, and probably those who have received our newsletter have more information what's going on and how God is working in Pakistan. And there's a more picture, I think. This is the man, if I can, right there in the corner. He made the statement, if I stay 2 more days, I will be converted to Christianity. Because the love, holding each other with the love of Christ together, forgiveness, compassion, mercy, even people who have nothing, they offered us a food for lunch. He said, it's unbelievable. It is unheard and unseen. I'm so selfish, I will not offer one cigarette to anybody else. And he said, here's people who are broken, have nothing to offer, and they are just showing the love of Christ. In the Bible distribution, as we were going, old ladies about age of 85, 90, and they came, and it was encouragement to me. They gave me a 10 rupees, which is a 10 cents. They gave it to me and they said, son, this is all we have. Take it and use for the furthering the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I still have those three different ladies gave me 10 rupees and from different 3 villages. And I still have in my wallet. I said, I like to use that, but can I keep those as a reminder? And it was a reminder from the widow that have only, she offered everything into the offering plate outside of the temple. And it was just beautiful to see. They have nothing and they are trying to offer up everything. So it was a great encouragement. And we have to carry our safety gears because it is a command by the government. They said, police will run away, you have to defend yourself. With the country law that you can defend yourself from the robbers. We got robbed, 6 gunmen, when we were delivering the Bibles. We got robbed, and my brother, in the next picture you will see, Brother Ajay, he was beaten by the pump action butt. I'm talking about the wood butt, not the other butt. He was beaten and he had a lot of severe injury, but he survived and they almost want to kill our driver and elders. And they were asking, give us everything you have. So they gave phone, money, gun, and only one thing we have left, and that was a Bible. And one of them, about 13 years old, young man who's been I'm discipling, he said, you want to take the word of God? That's all we do. We give Bible free and here's one for you. And that is a great courage. When 6 men with the AK-47 and when you have an AK-47 and pump action on your head and it's bullet in the chamber and saying give what you have. And it just blew my mind when he said I offer them a Bible. Gun on my head. And that is call anti-fragile faith. Fragile things break. Anti-fragile faith is just grow more and more in the grace of God. And I was just analyzing on or studying on what is a look like anti-fragile faith in the Bible. Daniel, anti-fragile faith. The whole nation was down, but they never bow to the King Nebuchadnezzar. That is the call, anti-fragile faith. The guy in the van who's at the gun point, his faith was more strong, and he said, "We know where we're going, but here's the Bible. You want to take?" They said, "No." So all five people was in the van. They walk away, and I was in the next car. So when you do God's work, there's an enemy who wants to destroy. That's what Bible already told us, John 10:10. Jesus said, "I come to give you life and life abundantly," but the Satan, he wants to destroy you. In the next picture, this is a woman, just a prayer warrior, a widow. Lost husband, lost many family members, and a wonderful prayer warrior. And I want to just encourage you. When I left Pakistan, the Brick Hills family, families in prison, family under abuse, families who have nothing, pastors who are under training, evangelists who have no way to get to one village to the other village, and the teachers who have no means to continue to support himself or herself to go further and preach the gospel, they said, "Please, we beg of you, when you go back to the family in the United States of America, tell them our hardship. Tell them what we are facing. Tell them what we are going through. We know God know about everything, but God use people." They said, "Please tell them we are suffering for the faith in Jesus Christ, and tell them what our needs and concern." And I said, "I will do my best. I will not be ashamed of sharing the testimony that you have in Jesus Christ for your faith with the body of Christ in the USA. So there's a need in Pakistan. There's a church planting. There's a churches that is, I think our bathroom in USA will cost more money to build one church in Pakistan. So I'm not bringing any guilt, and I'm not selling any insurance. I'm just simply saying this is what they asked me to share. So there's a lot of needs. So pray, whatever the terminology you want to use, from the war room, get in a box, or have a priesthood, personal privacy with your Lord and Savior, whatever the term you want to use and talk to him and see how can you help those people. And please keep us in your prayer. We have 7 more weeks in USA, and we will be traveling to many camps, many places, and that's what I'm going to do, to tell them the hardship. I have a lot of stories. Sometimes I can't hold myself together, and I just take a courage from Paul, who have a concerns and worries and overseeing churches and leaders and everything he's seeing. I don't know how that man of God have slept through the pain that he was having in his heart for the Church of Christ, from Jerusalem to the Judea and Galilee to all over the othermost part of the earth. So please keep us in your prayer, and I know you've been faithful to prayer for us, because we go through the valley of shadow of death and come out like a knife through a butter. And we always jealous for your prayer. And I don't like to ask people, because I understand the ambassador's mentality. Ambassadors being sent, ambassadors being provided, ambassadors have a purpose, have a plan, have a message, and when his message is done, he's out of whatever the assignment he has. So far, God is saying, go back, keep on going back to Pakistan. So we are not done. And I'm proud, and I will not back up. as an American citizen. The freedom I have, I will use here. And I'm telling everybody, I was talking to some people, I said, you know, thank you very much for your service. I'm proud to be an American citizen. And they said, what? Don't you worry about paying taxes? I said, who care? I don't make any much money, and I don't care about paying taxes. I just only make $1,200, and I just save every month some, and by the years, that's a $1,500 tax. Who care? The best privilege that I can call, I'm proud to be American. In a right way, I didn't climb the border. Took me 5 years, and then they said, man, what an attitude, I said, because the grace of God. And it just gave me reason to talk about Jesus. And they will ask me, what is your nationality? I born in Pakistan, that was my temporary nationality. Now I'm in USA, I'm American citizen, but my real home is in heaven. And that is my permanent residency. And I can't wait to see what God has prepared for me. So thank you very much for your time. Thank you, Pastor Joe. It's always delight. Delight to be back and share with y'all and everyone who's there home. Thank you for your prayers, and please keep us continually in your prayer. And if you like to receive newsletters, we have a website. And you have a handout. We have some information on Facebook. We put prayer requests, what's going on, who's been beaten, who's been into prison for the faith, and who's been killed, not denying Jesus Christ. And I think it's just needed. And those things coming into USA, I hope these all stories have given you courage to have anti-fragile faith. Anti-fragile faith is all over the Bible. And Jesus Christ was the person who's anti-fragile. Nobody can break him. Everybody who was trying to beat him, he became more and more and more stronger. And when he was crucified and buried and resurrected, he was more mighty because he was using his all deity. Even in his whole humanity, nothing can break the will of God that he have determined in his heart to follow the plan of God. Thank you very much. And should I pray to close in? Thank you, sir. Father God, thank you. I hope that your spirit will lead and guide and resident every phrase that I said in my broken English. Father, help everyone, those who are present and those who are listening or will listen, into their home. That there's a need, there's a people, and people who are not backing up, not backing down, but standing up firm in the faith of Jesus Christ, and it causing them a life, losing jobs, homes, and everything. And that is a wonderful picture for us to be. So, Father, help us. Help us to have an anti-fragile faith. Help us to be a light in the United States of America. And I pray, Father, for the United States, a restoration, and for the believers to stand up for their faith. And nobody can bully us, and we go with the might that you have put in us as the Spirit of God to continue to proclaim the good news to the lost and dying world. Thank you, Father, for this body of Christ. Use them mightily. Continually, Father, help and wisdom and a revelation and insight and illumination for Pastor Joe to continue to be the shepherd and to be a leader and example to the body of Christ that you have given him. Use him mightily. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My suitable helper, some have some handouts.
Was that a question?
Oh, yeah, she was asking, so I think one of them deacon got the handout.
Oh, good. Thank you for your time and hearing Basil's report. It's always riveting when he tells his challenges in Pakistan. But grace all the way. Let's dismiss with a word of prayer. We'll give thanks for the food. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful to you for this hour. We thank you for Fassel's ministry. We thank you for his message to us today. We pray for your matchless grace in support of all that they do in Pakistan. We thank you for the grace that you provided for us today in the form of this luncheon. We pray that you would sanctify it for us. We lift our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.